California. Cal nodded at her mother as she looked at what was in the basket on her arm. And remember, California, you come straight home after you drop this dinner off at Mr. Grayley's. Oh, but stay and talk to him while he eats. Make sure he can reach it all. You know how hard it is to find things when you can't see them. All right then, off you go. Cal walked off the porch and stretched. She was tall for her age and hadn't stopped growing yet. Her ankles were beginning to peek from under her jeans. She stepped out into the sunshine and looked at the sky. There were about 3 hours of sun left, she thought. That would be plenty of time to walk the 4 miles to Mr. Greeley's ranch and back. She couldn't ride because all the horses were being used for the final cattle roundup. The cattle were just arriving in the county from the long trip across the plains. Every available man and horse were out helping the cowboys gather the cattle into the corral. She walked by the large wooden corral on the way and waved at the cowboys. She could hear them singing to calm the cattle as they led them into the corral. They would finish rounding up the cattle into the corral by tonight. Then they would put the cattle on the train tomorrow. Halfway to Mr. Greeley's, she noticed that the wind was picking up. She dodged the tumbleweed as the wind blew them across her path. Gray clouds were beginning to appear as she turned into Mr. Greeley's gate.
Howdy do, is that you, Cal?
Sure is, Mr. Greeley. I brought your supper. My mother fixed fried chicken, beans, biscuits, and apple pie.
You folks sure are kind. It will be good to eat something other than dried beef and crackers.
Cal stepped into the cabin. Mr. Greeley still had the bandages around his head and eyes from the ranching accident, but he was walking now with a cane. He felt his way around to the table.
Come sit by me, girl, and tell me the news.
Cal set the food out in front of Mr. Greeley and then took a seat. She talked about the new preacher in town who brought his wife and 5 children by wagon. She told him about the cattle roundup and the cattle yard being almost full. She told him about the train coming tomorrow for the cattle. All the families in town were invested in the cattle, including her family. Everyone was expecting high prices for the sale of the cattle. It was getting dark when Mr. Greeley finished the dinner. When Cal opened the door to leave, she noticed that it was dark because of a storm that had gathered. She took the empty basket and started to run home. Just then she heard what sounded like a huge rumbling wagon with a cracking whip. Light flashed. She felt like she was being poked with ice. The rain had started. She was soaked by the time she came to the cattle yard. She couldn't see any of the cowboys, just the cattle, and they were upset by the thunder. In the distance, in the direction of town, she could see a small light. Is something on fire? She wondered. The cattle moaned and mooed. Then she noticed something disturbing. The cattle yard gate was blowing open. The rain was coming down so hard that it had washed some of the dirt away from under the main gate post. The wind had the gate slamming open against the fence. Cal knew that one more burst of lightning might scare the cattle so much that they would bolt out the opening. If they did that, they might be lost. They might stampede to the cliff nearby. Some people had their life savings invested in these cattle. The whole town was counting on the money from the sale. Cal moved toward the corral gate. She pulled and pushed it using her full strength. She finally pulled it closed. Lightning struck and the cattle got frantic. They began to push against the fence. The gate began to open again. She didn't have any rope. There were no rocks. Only she could hold the gate in place by holding the end post in one arm and the gate post in the other arm. It was good that she was strong. I'll hold it till someone comes, she thought. She looked around, but still couldn't see any cowboys. Where are they? She wondered. She watched the cattle, who looked as miserable as she felt in the pouring rain. She screwed her head around to look towards the town behind her. The patch of light had grown larger. As night came, Cal shivered from the continuing rain. She thought of home, the wood stove, and her warm bed. She wished for some of the chicken dinner she had given to Mr. Greeley. Her stomach growled. Even some dry crackers sounded good. The hours passed. Her arms grew numb and her neck stiff. She shivered and her teeth chattered. She would probably catch a cold. As the storm subsided towards early morning, the stars appeared. Cal tried to keep herself awake by finding the constellations. Yes, there was Orion with his 3-star belt, and there was the Big Dipper. She tried to find the stars that made Pegasus the flying horse, but couldn't make it out. There must have been some cloud cover left. Then the stars began to disappear. The sky lightened. She heard horses coming and voices. Mr. Hardy pulled his horse up to the gate. "What's this?" he said as he found the wet, shivering, huddled girl. "Why, Cal, what are you doing?"
"Daddy!"
Cal explained what had happened. Her father explained that lightning had struck the church steeple in town and had started a fire that spread to several houses. All the men had been up through the night putting out the fires.
"You saved the cattle, Cal."
Mr. Jones tied the gate to the post while her father lifted her up on his horse and wrapped a blanket around her. California sneezed.
"Let's get you home," said her father.
Take a moment to think about the message of this story. What do you think the author would like you to learn about getting along with others? Think about what would be the best lesson from this story about getting along with others. Now turn to the next page. Questions. Here are some true-false questions about the story California. Circle true if the statement is true about the story, or circle false if the statement is false about the story. Answer these questions without looking back at the story. Number 1. Cal walked to Mr. Greeley's house to bring him a dinner. Number 2. When Cal started home, the sun was setting and stars twinkled in the sky. Number 3. Cal found the cattle yard gate locked tight. Number 4. The fire was started by a cigarette that fell on a wood pile. Number 5. Cal was happy to stay up all night. Number 6. Mr. Greeley had a full stomach when Cal left. Number 7. The cowboys were singing to the cattle to keep them calm. Number 8. Cal looked at the stars to keep herself awake. Number 9. The cowboys rounded up the cattle to put them on the train the next day. Number 10. The cowboys left the cattle to put out the fire in town. Next page. Please read the following 4 stories. As you read each one, decide how well its message matches the best message from California. Story A. The county fair pie contest was going to start in the evening. Everyone expected George to win the biggest prize this year. He had finished the pie crust when he glanced out the window and realized it was too quiet. His brother was supposed to be washing the pigs to get them ready to sell at the county fair that night. The new calf had probably gotten loose again and he was out chasing it. George looked at his half-made pies. He still had time to finish them, but if he did, then the animals would not be ready and no one would buy them. His parents depended on the money from the sale to help them through the winter. George left the kitchen and went to wash the pigs. He spent the rest of the day cleaning them with a bucket of water and a brush. He would have to wait until next year to try to win the prize for best pie. Is this message very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different. Story B. Cal left the house at sunrise with her father every morning. Now that Mr. Greeley was better, she would spend long hours watching both her father and Mr. Greeley rope cattle. She dreamed that one day she would be able to rope cattle like them. But first she had to practice. As she watched them, she would swing her lasso round and around just like they did. She pretended to catch cattle by snaring the rope on a nearby post. One day, Cal felt she had practiced enough. That morning, she asked if she could join her father and Mr. Greeley roping cattle. Her father said yes. Cal hopped on her horse and rode straight for a stray calf. She swung her rope around and around. She threw the rope circle at the calf and caught it. She led the calf to the corral. Is this message very much the same? About the same? So-so? Different? Or very different? Next page. Story C. Bobby had never been to a ranch before. He was excited because today he would finally get to see his uncle's ranch. Bobby wanted to learn how to ride a horse, and he started the next day. While he was on the horse, Bobby noticed a wallet on the ground. He stopped and picked it up. There was a lot of money in it. Inside the wallet, Bobby found the name of the owner, Kyle Smith. On his way back to the ranch, Bobby thought about what to do. If he kept the money, he could buy a real cowboy hat. But he knew the money wasn't his. When he got back, he gave the wallet to his uncle. Is the message in this story very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different? Story D. Alicia walked by the cattle yard on her way to Mr. Riley's house. She was taking some food to the elderly man. Her mother told her to stay and visit a while because he didn't get out much anymore and would love the company. Alicia finally got to Mr. Riley's house. They talked about Alicia's science project at school while he ate the home-cooked meal. They talked so long that Alicia lost track of time. It was getting late, so she picked up her things and started walking home. She picked some wildflowers and stopped at the cattle yard to watch the cowboys finish their work. After she reached her house, she watched the sun set over the mountains. Is this message very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different? Now, Mark, which of the four stories above has a message that most closely matches the best message of California? You may look back at the four stories and what you thought about their messages. Then circle one of the titles, Story A, Story B, Story C, or Story D. Next page. Below are several possible messages for California. Mark how good a match each message is with what you think is the best message of California. Number one, if you don't help others, you might get in trouble. Is this very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different? Number two, if you don't help people when they need it, they might not like you. Is this very much the same, about the same, so-so, different, or very different? Number three, Sometimes you need to work extra hard or you will lose everything.
Is this very much the same? About the same?
So-so. Different or very different? Number 4. Even the most meritorious person must be wary of affliction.
Is this very much the same? About the same?
So-so. Different or very different? Number 5. Helping your family is more important than helping others.
Is this very much the same? About the same?
So-so? Different or very different? Number 6. Help others even if it's a lot of work and takes a long time.
Is this very much the same? About the same?
So-so? Different or very different? Number 7. If you see something you can do that people need, do it, even if it means you will suffer.
Is this very much the same? About the same?
So-so? Different or very different?
Below, we list the possible messages again. Please circle the numbers of the 2 messages that you think most closely match the best message from California. Circle 2. Number 1. If you don't help others, you might get in trouble. Number 2. If you don't help people when they need it, they might not like you. Number 3. Sometimes you need to work extra hard or you will lose everything. Number 4. Even the most meritorious person must be wary of affliction. Number 5. Helping your family is more important than helping others. Number 6. Help others, even if it's a lot of work and it takes a long time. Number 7. If you see something you can do that people need, do it, even if it means you will suffer. Make sure to circle only 2 messages from this list.